Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. I told you yesterday we would look at the draw schedule for the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tanker. The event is powered by Bruce Power, and it begins tomorrow night. Well, we're going to deviate just a bit today. We'll get back to the tanker tomorrow, and as the week unfolds, certainly. Instead, let me take a moment to try and unravel the tangled fishing line that connects the Owen Sound Attack and the Erie Otters. The Attack are scheduled to be in Erie tomorrow morning for a game at 11 a.m. and then a rematch in Erie Thursday night at 6 p.m. That's not the issue, not at all. The problem is, can Owen Sound ice a team or a competitive team based on the protocols and criteria? Follow me on this. Owen Sound has 24 players, four of whom I would be stunned to see in the lineup in the short term due to significant ailments or injuries. Steen, Seed, Bonaiuto, and Lawrence are all out, which drops the roster to 20. The OHL minimum for a game is 17, so the Attack are in good shape. Except three of their players are European. And here's the catch. Let's say a person, any person on the Attack bus, has a positive test for COVID-19. That positive test would impact the entire group. Now, under the guidelines, as I understand it, all of those born in Canada would be permitted back into our country to quarantine. However, those not born in Canada would have to quarantine in the United States at considerable expense to a small market hockey team whose revenue stream has been gutted by the pandemic. So Owen Sound can't take the chance, can't take the risk, the financial risk, of taking Chibrikov, Petrovsky, and Makhachev to Pennsylvania, which drops the number of players down to 17 if everyone is healthy and if no one gets suspended. Finally, I am perplexed by the insistence in league and other circles to conduct this one game, if not two. Since January 1st, only one Ontario-based OHL team has played in the United States, the Kitchener Rangers. And from that excursion, there's a wild tale out there that may be fact or may be fiction about how the teams handled COVID protocols and border crossing. We'll get back to the tanker tomorrow. It makes more sense. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.